course, you can tell by that stupidity rolls into Davin's Den.
Yes, we are.
On the break was we getting the money, and then Joe correctly said the intro band was Def Leppard.
Wasted Def Leppard, yes.
Yes, yes. Just like the space and time I wasted on that.
What? Like he's Beethoven debuting at Vienna. And I walk out before. Calm down.
I could be.
Direct it.
Yeah.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. A lot of shenanigans in the first part of the show. None of it planned, but you can never know. Well, you could know, I guess. I never know what's coming up. So we're going to do a little Who's Bitter on Twitter.
Yeah.
You guys remember that game?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Who's Bitter on Twitter is basically troll Twitter accounts of famous people. And then you guys have to guess which celebrity they are. It could be multiple. The celebrity can have multiple tweets. And or is it something I threw in there to try to fool you? So it might be mine, which I never posted on Twitter. Or it could be somebody else's. That is how you play. Pip, are you ready to keep score?
Yes.
You have your pen and paper ready?
Yes.
If anybody in the Den Pen wishes to play, feel free. Winner gets to go on a date with the member of their choice. So if Joe's girl wins, Pip, I hope your weekend's free.
All right.
Well, she's been with one of them already, so.
Joe's girl, wink, wink.
So, yes. Who's bitter on Twitter?
Okay, so now you usually.
Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's better on Twitter? Who's better on Twitter?
Well, that's what we're going to find out, Joe. Funny you should ask. So.
Joe's dying.
Well, we can hope.
Somebody read the suggestion box.
Should have jumped harder in the pool. Stupid prolonging it like your Star Wars if we need a million sequels to your death.
And you'd buy the toy.
The Kill Joe toy? Absolutely. I'm not waiting to my birthday. This needs to be done immediately.
By the way, I'm picking up Joe's girl at 11.
Okay. Glad you kids could agree on a time. Okay. So, these are the people whose tweets we are reading.
Okay.
Dennis Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo Rivera.
Well, let's go slow because I have to write him down.
Bill Maher.
Okay.
Donald Trump, and Joe, you'll be proud of me. Pippa posted something about a tweet that was attributed to Donald Trump, and I told her that's not his real account.
Well, I took it down.
Oh, did you?
I did.
See, Joe, that's how it's supposed to work. You don't argue, no, he would have. You just go, oh, no, that's not him.
I said, oh, crap, for your benefit, and I took it down.
Oh, I didn't see that. No, but I just know his real account, and that wasn't, it was like really stupid thing.
Yeah, it was. I was like, what? And well, I took the bait.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had to bring pen and paper to this. Could you just name them one more time?
Sure. Dennis Miller.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my pencil. Okay. All right. Dennis Miller.
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
Seth MacFarlane. And yours truly. Is it one of mine that I'm trying to fool you with?
Okay.
Anybody else playing?
Yeah, they're, Joe's girl asked, can you repeat the names? But you just did, so I think she got that. Yeah.
Joe's girl, we should go on the date. It's like you read my mind. Or Joe asked me to repeat it. Either one. All right, so Joe's girl's in, and you guys are in.
Yep.
You guys ready?
Yes.
We ready to play Who's Bitter on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. Roger Goodall loses more often than Susan Lucci. Do you guys know who Roger Goodall is?
No.
He's the commissioner of the NFL. Who's Bitter on Twitter?
I'm just typing the names of all of the possibilities in here.
Don't they listen?
Well, you know, it's hard to remember everybody in the list unless you can see it in front of you.
That's why they could write. You know, you guys should come to the show prepared. I'm a little sick of this crap.
You know, they're busy.
Well, the co-host, I had to grab a
Not
pencil
you.
Paper.
I'm talking about the audience. All right. You're fine. I expect your unpreparedness. I bank on it. All right. Once again, Roger Goodall loses more often than Susan Lucci. You guys know who Susan Lucci is?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Joe, who's bitter on Twitter?
I would say Dennis Miller.
You would say Dennis Miller. Pip, who would you say?
I was going to say Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Joe's girl weigh in, or she should have weighed in because I said it a bunch of times.
She said Bill Mort as well.
Okay. You guys ready?
Wait a second. Oh. Tom said Conan.
Tom said Conan.
And Lisa said Dennis Miller.
And Lisa said Dennis Miller.
Yes.
You're all wrong.
Oh.
That was me.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Ha ha! I still got it.
Isn't he wonderful?
He is, and you should recognize. So, all right. So nobody's got a point.
No points.
Except me. I'm winning.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Never have we had more means of conveying that we essentially have absolutely nothing to say to each other.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Pip Helix, who do you say?
I'm going to say Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane.
I'll go with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. And the pen?
Hang on a second. There's a little bit of a lag.
Let me find my Jeopardy music. Yeah, I know. It's called our show. Is it in my sound effects? Maybe it's in my sound effects. Let me see where my Jeopardy music is. Because we're going to need some of this to fill the dead air that should be filled with talking.
Well, I'm staring at the screen going,
like a regular DJ.
Yeah, but it's a talk show. That's the problem.
So is everybody in?
Yes.
All right, what did they say in the pen?
Okay, well, Trucker Tom says Dennis Miller.
Okay.
Lisa says Seth MacFarlane.
Okay.
And Joe's Girl says Dennis Miller.
Well, Tom and Joe's Girl, you are correct with Dennis Miller.
Oh, oh wow, okay.
Look at Joe. Good, I'm going to have a date with Trucker Tom.
He's a fun dude.
He certainly is.
Had a good time in Michigan.
I don't recommend you mocking his pain again. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
The word awesome sauce is now in the dictionary. Call me old-fashioned, but I'm going to stick with sperm.
Holy shit.
Joe, who's bitter on Twitter?
You.
The way you said it was such disgust. Yeah.
And?
Right, you're a prick.
Really, what are we set up?
You are set up.
Yeah, that's true.
Pip?
I'm going to say Seth MacFarlane for this one.
Okay, and the pen?
Joe's Girl says Davin.
I love you.
Trucker Tom says, stop talking. The ratings just went up. Lisa's, Tom says Conan.
Okay.
And Lisa says Dennis Miller.
Trucker Tom.
Oh, really?
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, dirty for Conan.
You know, when in doubt in these games, what's Trucker Tom doing?
Yeah, true. True.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
The constitutional debate we need isn't about 14th Amendment. It's the Second Amendment. Do crazy people have constitutional rights to buy guns? Pip.
Ooh.
Who's bitter on Twitter?
I'm going to say that one's Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Joseph.
I would go with Trump.
Go with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Trump. Oh, okay.
And in the pen?
Hang on a second. They're
coagulating like
blood. Yeah, they are. Lisa just said Trump.
Lisa said Trump.
Yep. Joe's Girl says Trump.
Joe's Girl says Trump.
And Trucker Tom says Geraldo.
Trucker Tom again!
Wow.
Nice. Now you got to wonder, like, does Trucker Tom have a bunch of windows open and searching everybody's Twitter feed?
No, he doesn't go like that.
Didn't he leave in a huff one time because
somebody accused him of cheating? He thought somebody else was cheating, and they were.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. They were looking it up, and they admitted it.
Oh,
and he's like,
they?
I don't want to fucking play if you're going to be looking it up.
I'm taking my He-Man toys and going home.
No, but he was like,
come on, Skeletor. We're leaving.
We don't need this stretch Armstrong. Give me a hug, and you can, because you can stretch your arms.
Let's go, man at war, man at arms. Let's go. I've had enough of this palabering crap. I came to play an honest-to-goodness radio game. I know these orgasms. I studied.
How dare he desecrate?
He's ruining the integrity of Name That Orgasm.
Men have come. Men have come.
Very good.
We continue. It's a serious show we're doing.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Everybody be on board.
Yeah. So Lisa says, yeah, that was my friend. He yelled at.
And he hasn't been back.
No.
You big bully, Tom.
No. He was absolutely right. It's like, yeah, I can Google it too, you jackass. Yeah, playing a game.
Kind of defeats the
purpose.
These
orgasms don't come easy.
No. As we heard, unfortunately. But, you know, I am the wild card in this. So even if you had all those windows open, first of all, you'd have to really scroll through them.
Yeah.
But you don't know what I posted because I haven't posted these on Twitter.
Right, but this is that would be crazy.
Exactly. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the topless performers in Times Square would just pee their pants, de Blasio would leave them alone. Pip, who's bitter on Twitter?
You.
Okay, yeah, I think you're just saying that in general.
Oh, we're to play the game now?
I'm sorry. Joe?
Conan.
All right. Okay, Joe Conan. And all right, we need some music.
All right, I'll play some
music. You know, because it's like...
There's about like a 30-second lag or something.
Yeah, it's not
I said
their fault.
Lag. I don't want lettuce.
30-second... Oh, wait. Bill Maher for Trucker Tom. And let's see.
Lisa says Conan.
And Joe's girl is enjoying the music. Oh, Bill Maher.
Okay.
All right.
Pip, I was bitter on Twitter.
I called it. Yay.
You're doing a good job of fooling you kids, though.
I got 1 point.
Yeah, you did. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Trump on Jesus. He's not a savior. He's a savior because he was crucified. I like saviors who weren't crucified. Pip?
Wait a second. Can you read that again, please?
Trump on Jesus. He's not a savior. He's a savior because he was crucified. I like saviors who weren't crucified.
Wait, I'm confused because you said...
Of course you are. It's 140 characters.
No,
why
but you said Trump on Jesus, so...
That's the tweet!
Oh, okay.
Ay-yi-yi.
Okay.
Who's retarded across the room from me?
Me.
Joe, I don't have time patience for her. Go.
I think that's Conan.
You think that's Conan? Pip?
Oh, I'm so confused.
Of course you are.
I'm going to say... Yeah.
Yeah, make noises. That'll help.
Yeah, Seth.
Seth, okay.
Yeah.
And the pen?
Tom says Seth as well.
Tom says Seth. So you feel... Look at you. See how
she
lit
up? I feel so much better.
Trucker Tom agrees. Yay! I might get a point.
You really want to go with Trucker Tom first, then he jumps on the Tom bandwagon.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wait for him to...
Like, Trucker Tom's the savior of this crap.
He's like the Ann Jackson of this game.
No, wait, Tom's more stupid. He's right more often than Ann Jackson is.
Yeah, and he's rational.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Oh, sorry, I did get crazy.
Pun intended. First line.
Lisa says Dennis Miller, and Joe's girl says Bill Maher.
Joe's girl!
Yeah!
Bill Maher!
Right on.
Look at that.
Good girl.
All right.
Wear your good dress. You guys ready?
Yes.
Who's bitter on Twitter? Uma Abedin, the top aide to Hillary Clinton and the wife of perv sleazebag Anthony Weiner, was a major security risk as a collector of info. Pip Helix, who's bitter on Twitter?
Ooh. Geraldo.
Geraldo's bitter on Twitter.
Trump.
Trump is bitter on Twitter. What do they say in the pen?
They are waiting for the last couple of things to stop unfolding over their ears.
Uma Abedin, the top aide to Hillary Clinton and the wife of perv sleazebag Anthony Weiner, was a major security risk as a collector of info.
Okay, so Tom says Miller.
Okay.
Lisa says Trump and Joe's girl says Trump.
All of you who guessed Trump, you know the articulate presidential candidates.
Wow.
I also saw it in the post on Friday.
Oh. Son of a bitch, you.
Dick.
Joe's like, that's my guy. He's such a wordsmith.
All proud of himself.
I couldn't have used sleazebag and perv like that. How does he do it? I can't wait to read his treaties.
May still be in our favor.
Maybe. I don't know if you could call Mr. Putin a sleazebag. Yeah. I don't know if he likes that. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
I bet Bill Clinton is thrilled nobody wants to look at his server. Hashtag dick pics. Joe?
I'm going to go with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Okay.
Pip Helix.
Conan. And now we wait.
Well, there is a lag.
I know.
I bet Bill Clinton is thrilled nobody wants to look at his server. Hashtag dick pics. The hashtag is dick pics.
I'm sure he would actually love showing off that.
Let's see.
Joe's girl says Seth.
Okay.
Lisa says Bill Maher.
Okay.
Tom is percolating.
Now we wait for the savior.
What should we have picked, Tom? What should we have picked?
What's Tommy going to say?
I don't know.
Tommy, please.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Tom says Davin.
Trucker Tom.
Oh, it was you.
Give it, but I like that. You guys all got fooled except for Trump. What? He got it right, stupid. Respect him. That was
respect his authority.
Respect his authority. Chuck and Tom got it right. He knows a brilliant non-tweet when he hears one.
Yeah, it doesn't all have to be gay porn for Tom to rule.
Mostly, though.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly.
Poor right. Tom.
If I had to define my faith, I would say I believe someone created Charles Darwin.
Ah, clever.
Who is bitter on Twitter, Joe?
Dennis Miller.
You think Dennis Miller is bitter on Twitter?
Yes.
Were you reading the post again? Is that why you think that?
I saw it in the post. I'm sorry. What do you want out of me?
Stupid reading the tabloids. Ruining a good game show. God forbid you read
oh,
in a second.
Calm down. I got one.
Yeah, it's one more than you should have.
Yeah.
Who's bitter on Twitter?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher is bitter on Twitter.
And let's see. Joe's girl says Seth.
Joe's girl says Seth.
Lisa says Trump.
Lisa says Trump.
And Tom says Miller.
Tom and Joe got that one right.
Yay, all right.
Let's give a little tally right now.
Okay. So let's see. Right now, Joe has 2. I have 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tom has 5.
Showboat.
I know. Lisa has 1. You and me, Lisa. And Joe's girl has 3.
Trucker okay. Tom is the idiot savant of the den pen.
he's good at these games, man.
He certainly
is. You got to give it to him.
All right, you guys ready?
I mean, Joe has to give it to him.
Oh, that idiot savant sounds like a Cadillac for stupid people.
So that'd be your next car? Look at me. I rolled up in my idiot savant. Yeah. Yes. It's got extra airbags because it's an idiot savant.
You know what? I can't even say shut up because it's like, you asked for it, stupid.
You're going to serve it. I'm going to deliver it. Here, Joe, enjoy some hostility.
Have you
really?
Seen
you set them up like that? You go, shut your face.
You can't say they're being mean to you when you make it that easy.
No. Yeah. I deserve
right. that. Have you seen the 2016 idiot savant? It's got 5 wheels.
Nice.
Ah, good.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly, we need transparency. Joe.
I would go with Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane. Pip.
Oh, that's nice.
she was waiting for you to say that.
No,
I've been waiting all day to hear Joe say Seth MacFarlane.
Well, your time has come.
No, I think Miller.
Miller!
Yeah.
Mr. Miller.
Yeah. Let's see. Joe's girl says Seth.
Mm. Joe's girl says Seth.
Mm. Yeah. Lisa says Miller.
And now the superstar.
And we're waiting for the class
Trucker Tom
president.
Trucker Tom's phoning his friends.
He says Bill Maher.
He says Bill Maher. You're all wrong.
Oh, who said that?
That was me.
Oh,
isn't he wonderful?
Good.
He is wonderful. Respect me.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was clever.
Thank you.
Well, once in a blue moon, huh?
Certainly wasn't a decision to bring you on. Really? Really? I can bitch slap you in 140 characters or less, stupid.
And you want to know something? And that's why I found it odd that you said that, you know, you weren't scripted. See, that's my point. He wasn't scripted and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And the whole thing we had to improv, that's your forte.
Yeah, but yeah. I wasn't being nasty. That's my strength in improv.
No,
oh, okay.
Actually, you want to know? So he's answered his own question. Okay. Right,
clever. Scripted, nasty improv. Okay,
I can't go. You burned it, stupid.
You'll have
to do it. Family.
You'll
show.
Have to improv this. I could do it, but you can't be a prick. Uh
oh,
problems.
Excuse me, line.
So
you're a welcome. You're a welcome bit of sunshine. Take. You're a welcome bit of sunshine. I can't do this.
Who writes this shit? You did. God damn it!
I'm gonna get shot with my own bullet. All right.
Well, you've contemplated it.
Many a time.
Mm. Yep. Anyway, all right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those Ashley Madison users who are suing the company for breach of contract have really taken the moral flat ground.
Ah.
Just hit her. Pip.
Seth.
Joe.
Conan.
Okay. And now we wait and we wonder.
We really only wait for Tom. Tom's a special one.
My friend was in a play in her church, and there were, you know, the old folks in the church were playing different roles, and there was one guy whose line was, "We wait and we wonder." And he said it many times throughout the play, and every time he said, "We wait," he paused longer before he said, "And we wonder." And my friend and I were peeing ourselves by the time we were done watching this play. We wait. It's like, yeah, we're waiting for you, motherfucker, said the line.
And we wonder.
It was killing us. Okay, so let's see. Lisa says Miller.
Lisa says Miller.
And Tom says Marr.
Tom says Marr.
And Joe's girl says Miller.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, look at you, Joe. Nice.
Good for you. Good political litmus test. Ask yourself, would I really be surprised if this candidate proposed a purge or Hunger Games? Are you guys familiar with those movies?
Can you read that line again, please?
Good political litmus test. Ask yourself, would I really be surprised if this candidate proposed a purge or Hunger Games?
Ooh.
Joe.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller.
I agree with Joe Miller.
Ah, Miller it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying
They haven't joined in yet.
Well, I thought he jumped the gun.
I know how to run my show.
Answer us, interrupt us.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm waiting for the other kids.
You guys would be great pilots for Malaysian Airlines.
And that would have been very funny if I didn't wait 5 minutes to get the insult out.
Well, improv isn't your thing.
I stunk on that. Yeah.
You had to workshop it, bring it to a mic before you got onto our mic for 5 minutes. You ran out to the backyard, ran in front of a fox and a squirrel. They gave you the approval and you brought it back.
Okay. Tom says Seth MacFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa says Conan. And Joe's girl says Seth.
Joe's girl and Tom for Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, wow.
I really like that tweet. It's pretty funny and pretty on point.
It is good.
Yeah. You guys ready?
Yep.
Everybody wants to get rid of the Mexicans until the only place you can get a burrito is Taco Bell. Pip?
I think that's you.
You think that's me?
I think that's you, too. That's you written all over it.
What the hell does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean?
He's covered in burrito sauce? What?
Stop looking at me like that and licking your lips.
It's disturbing.
It
Stop it.
God,
I don't want to see that.
You got to eat before you come to you. I don't like the way you're looking at me.
Like your Kramer when he had the basting stuff all over. He looked like the turkey.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about when Bugs Bunny was starving and they're looking at each other and they look like, you know, they're seeing a chicken and a hot dog.
Believe me, I am hungry. I had peanut butter and apple and yogurt today.
Okay.
Let's see.
Nobody asked.
All right.
I wanted to share.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Davin, you did have you all over it because except for Lisa, everyone claims that's you.
Now, Lisa, you lost.
Oh.
That was wow. You guys all, I guess that one was me all
that
over.
That was.
Of course. Why would you get so pissed off that I said that at you? What do you mean it does? I write. I mean, well, I wouldn't
because
have
read, you say
I, well,
I would, yeah.
Because he. You're damn right, that's funny. I wouldn't write. I mean, well, if I did write that, which I didn't, but I would go for.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
I got you at Chili's heel.
Chili's heel.
As NY battles titties in Times New York. As New York battles titties in Times Square, we endure tidal waves of vagrants around Madison Square. The homeless need services. End breast obsession. Joe, who's bitter on Twitter?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher's bitter on Twitter. Pip, who's bitter on Twitter?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I didn't ask your opinion of the statement.
I just get upset. Did she step in a time machine and then come back?
She's answering an argument we haven't had yet.
Speaking of answers to arguments we're going to have next week. Let's see. Okay.
How about an answer? Let's go with that.
Okay. How about, I said Bill Maher.
Okay.
And Lisa says Seth.
Okay.
Joe's girl and Tom both say Miller.
You're all wrong.
Oh, who was that?
Geraldo Rivera.
Really? Mm. Oh.
He tweeted titties. He's a newsman and he tweeted titties.
That's what threw me because I'm like, he wouldn't
have
that.
Well, that's why it's here.
Wow.
I don't do it so it's easy.
He's bitter about titties.
Yeah, sure. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old just suspended Tebow for 4 games for inflating people's spirits. Joe?
I'm going to say Conan.
Conan!
Yeah, me too.
Pip says Conan!
Yeah.
The warrior!
Yeah. Oh, not that one.
And then we wait.
And we wonder.
We wait and wonder.
We wait and we wonder.
They all wait to see what the Savior's going to type before.
I know, and it's like they're all...
They're all, make your move, Trucker Tom, make your move.
Yeah, you
how did Tebow do in that game? How did Tebow do? Is that funny?
He's cut.
You caught him?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Because he sucks.
Okay.
Billy, right?
Yeah.
Eagles, right?
All right, we got Joe's girl says Conan.
Okay.
Tom says Davin.
Okay.
Lisa says Miller.
Lisa for the point. Dennis Miller it was.
Nice.
Good job,
good girl.
Lisa. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Who's bitter on Twitter? So glad New Orleans 10 years after Katrina is back to what it once was. America's... Excuse me while I yell at the equipment.
That was the phone that said that.
Yes. Let me try that again. So glad New Orleans 10 years after Katrina is back to what it once was. America's premier location for sorority girls to vomit off a balcony.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller for Joe.
Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane for Pip Helix.
Yeah. That is a funny line. Oh, my God.
And we wait.
Yes. But, you know, it actually gives them time to think. And it gives us time to have buyer's remorse. That's what I do.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I'm sure you guys are thinking long and hard about the decisions you made with this. Out of all your life choices, this is the thing that's going to haunt you.
No, I didn't mean buyer's
remorse.
Buyer's remorse about this. I meant about my answer.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
God damn, she's dumb tonight.
You know what?
There should be a lot more hand jobs coming from her with the stupidity that's going on. I got to tell you, Joe.
I flooded my mind with images of blowjobs. I can't work under this.
There's cocks all over the place.
Flooded. What was it flooded with?
Flooded, yes.
What happened to that left nut knock out your cerebellum? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I think so.
Sarah Bellum, isn't she a country singer?
No, she used to, she was running for vice president.
But don't ever confuse that with her.
Oh, yeah, point. True.
Well, she's pals with your buddy.
Oh,
Lord. Tom says Conan, and the girls say Miller, Miller.
Miller, Miller. You're all wrong.
Oh.
Bill Maher.
Oh, wow.
Very funny tweet.
Yeah,
that was good.
It would either been the two, either yeah. Miller or Maher.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
At El Babcock 2. At O'Reilly Factor, at Fox News. I've always wondered why Fox kept Rove on after his disastrous election predictions. He's a joke. Joe.
I would say you.
You would say me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say Trump.
You're going to say Trump.
Yeah, it sounded cranky.
It's the only time you'll ever hear me and Trump confused.
Yeah, <that's>
sounded
true.
Cranky, which yeah. is why Joe guessed me.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's like, and you have to knock over the comb over. Not good for you. You don't have anything to comb over. Let's see. Oh, Lisa and Tom agree with me. And Joe's girl saying Conan.
So what do we got? Three Trumps, a Conan, and a me?
Yep.
The Trumps have it.
Whoa, all right.
Yes. A classy man he is. Yeah. Worrying about stupid Karl Rove. But he's got a point. Well, there's a nicer way of saying it, but Karl Rove sucks. I mean, Obama was making a speech, and Karl Rove's like, no, I think Mitt's going to win. Yeah. What an asshole. It's like when Dick Cheney talks about foreign affairs. Why? You suck at this.
Yeah,
why is anybody giving you a microphone?
Yeah, calm down, you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't give an open micer. You know, you don't give somebody who's proven they suck at comedy, go, you know what, we'd like to hear a concert of you at Radio City Music Hall. No! You're not good at this. You don't hear the roadie who can't tune a guitar. You don't let him do a guitar solo. Yet they keep on trotting out stupid Dick Cheney. It's the same guy. He's not very good at this thing.
Here's the thing. With Dick Cheney, I mean, I agree. We could get in a debate about this, but just to try to get credibility and try to rebuild something, you don't ask Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
You don't. And believe me, there's things I agree with him, a lot of things I agree with him, but you don't ask Dick Cheney.
Obama's doing everything to weaken our country on purpose. Really? He didn't fucking invade another country, stupid. That kind of weakened us. We lost a lot of money and people there, you jackass. Get off my television.
Well, that's a whole to-do we could argue back and forth for hours on, but you don't hear Dick Cheney.
No. He'll shoot you right in the face.
Yeah. He will.
Yeah.
And he's not kissing. This ain't Love Gun.
Oh, see, there go the images again.
That's a great tune.
It is a great
and
tune.
I'm not a big Kiss fan.
I know.
Tune.
We covered that last week.
I understand. Okay. Just reiterating.
Thank you for your reiteration.
Read on, Macbeth.
Thank you. I will. Vow? No, that's not here. That moment when you have to tell your wife that you had an affair because Ashley Madison didn't use protection.
Oh!
Seth
nice.
MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane. Pip.
Conan.
Conan.
Oops. That's what he said. No. I wrote it.
After the Love Gun he did.
I wrote it backwards. I'm waiting for the kids.
I know. I understand how this works.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hearkened back to the days in the compound when the CDs wouldn't start right away, and your walls jumped on my shit. I'm like, it has lead time.
We were very None of us knew what the hell we were doing, including the man who owned the place.
No,
it's all trial by fire.
He's got staff now.
I was so nervous. Yeah. So nervous running the equipment because I knew.
Well, we were the experiment with what worked and didn't work,
and we saw how that worked out.
Yeah.
So what do we got in the pen?
Okay, so Tom says Seth MacFarlane, Lisa says Dennis Miller, and Joe's girl also says Seth MacFarlane.
That was me, kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't be surprised. I have clever shit, too.
Well, that's a good one.
Sorry.
When I did write that, I should have tweeted that.
You should have.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all got fooled on that. All right, we got two more. What are the scores for the last two?
Okay. So right now we got... I had to go over to another page, so bear with me while I add.
We tolerate you for everything else.
Four. Joe has four. I have three. And two of them are because they're Davins.
Those are the best ones.
I know yours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is Show Off Tom.
Oh, wow.
I know. 1, 2, whoops.
Anthony was good at this game when we played with
him. Yeah. Lisa has three, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 for Joe's girl.
Well, I guess Trucker Tom's going to get the date with the cast member of his choosing.
I think so.
Bring the loop, Joe.
Poor Tom.
There's a lot of anger in that man sometimes.
And there's going to be a lot of anger in you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he calls it anger, but...
He's spewing anger.
Oh, anger's all over the place.
We had a night last time we met. We had a little dinner, some shots, some drinks.
Sure. It was good times.
He was just warming you up.
Sure.
He was grooming you.
Ew. Let's see. All right.
What'd you do? I have on my little sheet that this is 20 right coming up. Is that so you have 21 questions?
I have two more questions.
Okay.
So Trucker Tom's going to get first. We're playing for second now.
Okay.
The only thing worse... then the Iran nuclear deal is at Rosie's stand-up comedy. Pip?
Who is that Rosie? Rosie McDonald?
Rosie McDonald? Yeah, she works at the... She works
at Donald.
The she had a little farm.
Oh, shit.
E-I-E-I-O.
Thank you, Joe, for finishing the bad joke.
Trucker Tom says he was prepping the bull.
He was what now?
Prepping the bull.
I don't know, but... You might want to pay attention, Joe.
I don't know, but whoever gets the date is going to be scared.
That's what he calls it. I'm prepping the bull.
I'm prepping the bull. Okay, so I think that's Trump.
I think that's Trump.
I'm going with Trump, too.
You're going with Trump, too.
And Tom says Trump.
Tom says Trump.
And Lisa says Miller.
Lisa says Miller.
Joe's girl says Trump.
You all got fooled. That was me. Nanny, nanny, poo-poo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you blew us away. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Bad, bad helix. I'm in the barrel. I'm down here.
You haven't said a word.
Yeah, I know. I just climbed in on my own.
Descend the stairs on your own.
It's like, I'll handle it. No, I'll close the door behind me.
Yeah, I got this.
Where's the Iron Maiden again? Let me climb on in. All right, I fooled you all on that one. That was a good one. All right, the last one. Who's bitter on Twitter? Interesting how we can only envision two possibilities for AI. Evil robot that wants to enslave us, or hot robot we can have sex with. Joe?
I'm sorry. Can you read that again first?
Interesting how we can only envision two possibilities for AI. You know what AI is?
Yeah, artificial intelligence.
Yes. Evil robot that wants to enslave us, or hot robot we can have sex with.
I'm going with Seth MacFarlane.
You're going
on that.
With Seth MacFarlane on that. Pip?
I'm looking at the list again.
Yeah, why don't you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now's a good time to get familiar with what we've been playing.
I'm going to say Conan.
You're going to say Conan.
Oh, let's see.
Look at, ooh, this just in.
I know.
Settle down, Anderson Cooper.
Lisa says Seth.
Okay.
Trucker Tom says Conan. And Josh Girl says Conan.
Having fun?
Meds wearing off to you?
If it's sweating that glue again?
They smell like balls. I love that smell.
I do love that smell.
Of balls, we know. Can hardly get your little nuzzle out of our crotch.
Yeah, but it's showtime, so I have to get out of there sometimes.
No, you don't. It makes the show better for me. Good girl. Good girl. Look at the chat room. Now nose back to crotch.
No, not the newspaper again.
That was Seth MacFarlane.
Ah, good, good.
Oh, wow. All right. Yes. So that's Joe and Lisa.
Yeah.
All right. So let's give a final rundown of who won.
Okay. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Tom.
8 for Tom.
Okay. Right.
Still under 50%, though. Not his best. He's better with orgasms.
We have 5 for Joe.
5 okay. for Joe. Good showing for Joe.
1, 2, 3 for me.
3 for you.
Yeah. Sad.
No more sad than anything else in your life.
2, 3, 4. 4 for Lisa.
4 for Lisa.
Oh, Joe's girl says in the chat, I should bring the glue on our date.
Yeah. Well, no. Joe's girl should bring the glue because Pip enjoys the smell. So, Joe's girl, put that glue wherever you like, dear. We're not making models.
Oh, look at this. So
we'd like to.
This is cute because Tom won with 8 and tied for second place is Joe and Joe's girl with 5.
Oh, you can both go on a date with Tom.
I want to know why there's a picture of a Joker and you drew a dog's bone.
What?
There's a lot going on in this notebook.
My God, that
Why can't you bring that type of creativity to the show?
I don't want it here. Look at that. It's scary.
Well, look what else I let in here.
I was just looking for another piece of white paper. So
racist bitch.
There's all kinds of crazy
white paper
stuff
lives matter,
wait,
Joe.
There's a whale's tail. Oh, I remember that from last week. There's a whale's tail.
Yeah, turn around, Pip. We'll see the tramp stamp.
There's lots of weird stuff in here. Oh, I found more paper I can
no
use.
Jokes, though.
No jokes. Not a one.
All right, so Trucker Tom, you get to have a date with the cast member of your choice.
Pick wisely.
I don't think that there is a wise choice here.
I think that was I felt good about that round of Who's Bitter on Twitter.
It was good, and there weren't a lot of obvious answers. The only thing was the Taco Bell one because that just sounded like you. Everything else, no, it just read.
The really profound one certainly didn't. I got it. I get it.
No, there were really good ones, but they fooled us.
Good.
Nobody did like an amazing amount of being able to choose. So.
That's the purpose of the game.
Yeah, it's great.
That was fun. And, next time you hear Per Sleazebag. Think Donald J. Trump. Jesus Christ. Is there no filter on your fingers, stupid?
That's why everybody likes him because he's
well, I wouldn't
not
say
filtered.
I wouldn't say 30% of half the country is everybody, Joe.
Yeah, back that
but
up.
There's
a
enough for what it is. There's enough.
Yeah, there's enough to be Jeb, who nobody likes. Yeah.
This is your story about a man named Jeb. Sorry.
No, go on.
No. Right. I refuse to with that look.
Smart girl. All right, let's take our break, and let's then do some, hold on, let me get this queued up, excuse me, get that out of the thing, let's take a break, and then let's do some Ann Jackson for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So, Pip, why don't you tell us, so everybody can think about it now and have it ready, why don't you tell us what the categories will be tonight?
Well, I think there's the traditional Mr. Davin.
Yeah.
Gotta have that.
You know.
It's like having Christmas without Santa Claus.
And
my car's running late.
What?
The car's if my having hitting traffic on the way there.
Ah.
That's Santa joke.
I think
you made it about you.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
You're a genius. I still want to stick with the second category that we came up with. Fuck off my life.
You just like to curse.
Yeah, I do. And let's see. Let's come up with a so-called for this week. So-called.
So-called radio show.
So-called radio show. Yeah.
She actually said that before.
How about so-called...
Make it radio. So-called radio show.
So-called radio
show. Well, I mean, you can. I was just throwing that out there. You can.
Throw a wild card in
she
there.
She hasn't said that in a while, but IC3.
She always says IC3.
Yeah, but she doesn't say so-called
IC3. Oh, so-called IC3. Wait, so it would be so-called Cotton Brown.
Yeah.
Because that's
there
what she
go.
Calls
okay,
so-called
oh, right.
Cotton Brown.
Not so-called really. Cotton Brown.
All right, kids, we will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to Davins. Then we're going to do some Scam Busters. Don't go anywhere.
DonRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. you'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.